see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh yeah, it's a wonderful world when you have a good agent and you're looking for a home. It's a wonderful world when you have a good agent and you're selling your home. Not so good, Larry, if you don't have a good agent. So when we are putting together this services, and more services to and for you, the consumer, and then they attended the big meeting, you know, almost everybody was on the GoToMeeting. That's a business Zoom, if you will, okay, at our about monthly, not quite, but about 10 times a year, great marketing meetings, you know, for the 110 agents at RE/MAX Masters, et cetera. Most everybody was online. About a dozen of us were scattered in this large room with our masks on, et cetera. But again, you know, we were socially distant from each other, et cetera, attending the meeting in person. And then just getting some extra little meetings afterwards, et cetera. But Larry, it became clear, what are the characteristics of a top agent? We need to spend now 3 weeks on it. So here we go. Here's my tip for part one. If you, the consumer, do not know how to find and select a top real estate agent, just ask our consumer guy, Larry, or our best agent finder pal, Kathleen Chiris. Oh, how do you contact Larry? Send him an email at truth@barryandlarry.com. How do you find Kathleen? Easiest way, give her a phone call. 303-758-4040. That's just my tip of the day, Larry, to go along with this. Now I want to get into the beginning, part one of characteristics of a top agent. Top agents must be excellent listeners, but along with this, at the same time being a good listener, that same agent has to be skilled at protecting and fully representing the key interests of the consumer. Now, a top seller agent must have successfully represented at least 12 home sellers in the recent 2 years. A top buyer agent, different from a seller agent, a top buyer agent must have successfully represented at least 12 home buyers in the recent 2 years. More parts of the answer to what makes a great top agent will be given in part two and part three.
Barry, I want to go a little differently than we originally talked about. Why 12 transactions for both buyers and sellers?
It's in a two-year period, Larry, okay? It's not an arbitrary number, but it's not hard and fast, literal, does it have to be 12. Better if it's more, but somewhere around there, okay? Here's why. Agents think, new agents are told, if they do 5 transactions in their first year, they're a good agent. 5 transactions in anybody's first year is PP. I don't say what it is. The second word is poor. Okay? And the first word rhymes with kiss. Okay? Is that clear enough?
Yep.
PP. 5 transactions in their first year? No. It takes 6. That's a pretty special number in our business. It takes 6 or so transactions for an agent to be past the early stages of beginner agent. 2 times 6 is 12. We find, Larry, that agents who have 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 transactions in their first year are solidly no longer beginners. But they're beginner intermediates. It takes another 12 transactions, Larry. It takes about 24 transactions before an agent is really ready to say, whoa, I think I have a profession in which I'm going to stay. So the numbers are not arbitrary, but frankly, Larry, a seller agent's duties are very different from a buyer agent's duties. A buyer agent is more of a counselor, more of a layback, soft researcher and counselor, more of a handholder. A top seller agent, the best ones, they are tigers when it comes to marketing. Tigers, tough. They're rough. They might be lions, king of the jungle. Okay? What jungle? The marketing jungle. You don't have to be that way when you're a buyer agent. There's differences between the two. So years of study, Larry, have proven top agents need at least 2 years in the business and around or at least 12 transactions in each specialty area.
And if they only decide to specialize in one, then it's in that one area.
Then they'd only have to be in that one area. Look, Larry, you know, I led buyer brokering. I did not take a seller. I was a great seller listing in my early years. I loved it, you know, setting new records in neighborhoods for the highest prices. But buyers needed representation. I had to give that up. I had to put it on emphasis on buyers. And for 25 years, I just was a specialist on the buyer's side to lead the industry in that way. So I have the training. I have the different breadth of personality to be both. Now I'm both seller and buyer. I do that kind of volume and a little bit more.
Barry, I'm going to ask you for a little hint so that our audience knows, what are the other two characteristics of a top real estate agent?
Other two characteristics? There's more than two. There's two more parts coming. Is that what you're talking about?
Okay, well, let's talk about your parts.
I'd rather talk about the parts that I gave today, because today I gave three parts. And you're right. One is an excellent listener. But that alone, Larry, does not make a good agent. Too many times I hear people say, if you're a great listener, you're a great agent. That's hogwash. You know that. You could be a good listener but not have number two skill of today, know how to fully represent the interests of the client. Finding the interests of the client, the way I worded it, you have to be able to not only listen, you have to be able to analyze and process what the wants and needs are of that client. They're not all the same. Every seller doesn't have the same timeline. Every seller doesn't have the same relationship with their neighbors. We've had so many sellers last year say, "Hey, Barry, I don't want my neighbors to know we're selling. So, no, I don't want a yard sign. Hey, Barry, I don't want criminal elements to know our house might be vacant and there's a yard sign. I don't want a yard sign. Hey, Barry, isn't it true that 91% of buyers find the house from the internet? Why do we need yard signs?" But others say, "I want every maximum marketing effort possible. I want a yard sign. And I want a coming soon yard sign." Sellers are all different, Larry. So to get the interest of the client found out, analyzed, and then skillfully serviced is a special talent. And next, today, defining this and deciding on the specific experience to protect that particular consumer. But as far as the upcoming weeks, they'll have to listen next week and the week after, because there's a lot more characteristics, many more, that are going to come out in part two and part three of this series. What characteristics make up a top agent? Does that help?
That helps. And I want to make a comment from my own experience, having dealt with 24, 25 real estate agents. The characteristic that they least have or most poorly use is listening. They don't listen. They want to talk and lead the way. They want to be the...
blah, 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 blah.
They don't
blah,
care
blah, blah,
what
blah,
I
blah,
care
blah.
About.
Look how good I am.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm really that good.
And they don't want to sit down and hear what I want or my wife wants. In fact, they run from that. They try to cut us off and lead us astray.
I said it in the show. It was a little secret hint But Larry, I'll say it again because I think you're bringing it out. It's a caregiver. Good service providers are good caregivers. You can't give good care if you don't know what the person wants and needs. We have a certain rule in our, we have a secret club, okay, that it's really not secret. I'm making this up, but I call it a secret club, Larry. And we have a golden rule for those of us who are top service providers. You know what our golden rule is?
Go ahead.
Provide services to the person who needs it. What services? The ones they need. Give unto others what they need and want, not what you think they should have.
Well, that narrows down the search for a real estate agent by 95%.
There you go. There you go. So I'm glad. I want this to help our listeners too, Larry. Is that helping you then, the consumer
yes.
guy? All right.
And then finally, Barry, I want to spend a minute talking about boot camps and how they will get you ready to buy or sell a house and the importance of a boot camp.
The importance of a boot camp is critical. It's key. I think everyone listening, everyone, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home in the next 5 years, you'll benefit by coming to the boot camp. Now, what's going to happen? We don't know. A lot of you call us every week. I'd want more of you to keep calling us. Text us or send us an email expressing your interest. We have a long list, and we'll contact you when the state opens up and allows us to do it again. If we're limited to 10 people, Larry, so be it. We'll just do more of them.
And if you're interested, please call us now or text or email us saying that you're interested so you go on the list. All you need to do is call 303-888-3788, or you can text the same number, 303-888-3788. And if an email is easier, it's a simple email address, truth@BarryandLarry.com.
Truth@BarryandLarry.com. And look, the boot camp, it is 2.5 hours-ish, okay? But usually it's 2.5 hours, and then we stay extra for questions and all of that. We know that's a part of many consumers' wants to get deeper information. But the handouts go along with it, Larry. The handouts flow very, very nicely. You could look back at them. We have people who look back at them 2 and 3 years later, said, guys, thank you. I went back to those notes, and it refreshed everything. Thank you.
I looked at them this morning to refresh my memory, Barry.
There you go. So sign up. Express your interest. Tell us what you want. Heck, you could send us emails during the show about anything you want us to talk about our topic today. Services, services, and more services to and for you, the consumer. Barry Miller here along with consumer guy Larry Stanley. We are your consumer buddies. We are your consumer gurus. We're on your side when it comes to residential real estate. Stay tuned. We're going to get into a lot of market updates when we come back from this short break. Okay, we are back, and we're going to share with you now a lot of the market updates. What is going on? It's still deep, and we're fewer buyers? What the heck is going on? Oh, wait a minute, Larry. I hear it again.
Oh, yes.
It is. Forbearance. Be careful. Beware out there. Forbearance is not your friend. If you don't have to miss a monthly payment and ask for forbearance, if you don't have to do that, don't do it. If you thought it might be an easy way or even a positive help to you, be careful. It may allow you, it does allow you, you could miss a payment anytime. But if you call your lender, some lenders are reporting your calls to the credit bureau that you called about forbearance, and that could even hurt your credit scores. If you go ahead and miss a payment and work out
a nice little plan for forbearance where you do not have to make up that 1 or 2 month of payments for 20 more years. It's costing you when you want to refinance. What are interest rates today, Larry? Let's take a look at that and just segue right into our market. I know what they are. 2.75% for a VA or FHA loan. By the way, Larry, for the first time in my career, I saw 2.5% loans this week.
Wow.
This week, people I'm working with, okay, buyers, 2.5% fixed rate. When we see that, when you hear that, and then you say, hey, that'll help me in the long run, and yet last month you got a forbearance, guess what? You're probably not going to be approved for the new loan because you now have the worst kind of glitch you could have for the next lender is missing a house payment on your current lender. So forbearance is coming with a high cost. Look, I'm sorry the government didn't protect you more. And I'm not going to go so easy and say it was phony Democrats back in D.C. But, Larry, I'm not going that far because both parties got with that program, and yet they didn't protect the consumer.
But I really think the politicians thought the banks would understand and not
too.
Do this. I think it's more the banks than it is
Fair.
The politicians.
That's interesting.
Barry.
And I'll go with that it's more the banks than the politicians. Shame on them.
Absolutely.
And I heard names at our meeting this week, and I couldn't verify it. I tried to verify those particular banks, so I won't mention Wells Fargo more than once. Oh, I said their name. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, imagine. And they're calling the credit bureaus to say so-and-so called about a forbearance, and we're maybe going to do it. You know, they're thinking about it. Thinking about a forbearance shouldn't cost you credit scores. That's how bad some of them got. Shame on the banks.
I agree
for doing
completely.
That. But I still say the politicians should have known better. Why do they think the banks are going to be altruistic all of a sudden?
Yeah. I agree. The banks are living up to the reputation.
They are. But anyway, interest rates are phenomenal. 2.75 for FHA VA, 3.5-ish and below. But 3.5 to 3.75 and sometimes below for conventionals. And investors, 3.875 fixed for 30 years. What's going on? The big, big news. The big news of the week. Buyers and sellers are now, buyers in particular, are putting homes under contract at a pace faster than last year. Larry? 2 weeks ago, we were down 40-some%. 2 weeks ago, we were down 40, almost 50% homes going under contract compared to a year ago, and 2.5 solid weeks later, and we have more buyers putting more homes under contract now than last year. That is a V-shaped recovery, but ladies and gentlemen, this is only residential real estate. This is not a V-shaped recovery for our full economy. This is only for residential real estate, a shelter. Very, very good news. And if it keeps up for the next 2 months, that it likely will, it will have some carryover positive effects for the economy.
And by the way, some of that is the red-hot Colorado housing market that's contributing to the V-shape.
It is Colorado, and yet it's Denver that had even a higher return than Colorado Springs.
That's right.
This week. Colorado Springs is the top market in the United States. We're the top real estate show in the United States. The Barry and Larry Show, make no bones about it. You make us the top show in the country. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Barry and Larry saying bye-bye for now.